This is Davinston.
Part of the show, do something different tonight. We won't do scammer stuff. Try to help you guys, your rule breakers, filthy animals that you are.
But our regular audience,
yes. But on the break, new music from Rex Stax featuring Daze with Eternity Collide, Naoki Kenje with Sideways Swing. That was the instrumental you heard, the Sideways Swing, and Phil Giava featuring Jacinta with You're My Destination. Of course, you can learn more about all those artists at khb-music.de. But yes, we're going to try to help you kids tonight. We all get pulled over by the police, some of us more than others.
Yeah, I do whenever I leave here.
I just recently got a ticket.
Did you really?
Yeah. And the radar detector was going off and I ignored it. So it was a human
caveman
error. Yeah, no, a human error on my part. Here's the thing, man. When it's ever a female cop, I know I'm getting a ticket. They have no, you know, they don't want PBA cards. They just want to write. Female cops always want to write. A guy you could joke around with. You know, sometimes you get a little leeway. You get
really?
Off with a warning. Yeah, I've never had good luck with a female police officer.
I wonder why that is.
Because they feel like they got to be tested.
Yeah, but even if you show them your rack?
I think that's why I got two tickets. No, but I had a friend put in a phone call, so we'll get that knocked down.
Yeah.
Because that was, you know, but I'm always respectful. Always respectful to the police. I always pull over as much as I can, so I let them know they're being safe. Shut off the car. Roll down the window before I shut off the car. Put the key in the on the dashboard.
Really?
Yep. Open up. Sometimes I'll open up the glove compartment.
Oh, I won't even touch that. Because they have the high beams going in your back window. I put my hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah, that's where my hands.
And
my
I do not
up.
Move them.
My
turn off the car.
I'm letting them know. Like at one point, she's like, "Turn off your car." I'm like, "The keys are on the dash."
Has to be off.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really argue too much, but I'm like, listen. You know, I'm trying to get my. It was actually right in front of my kid's school. It was the first time I was picking her up from the school, and I didn't know where the hell I was going. So I'm like, just come on.
Yeah, ride faster.
And you don't want to turn on the car, and it was hot out, and I was sweating. It was terrible.
Oh no, but that is really bad.
Yeah, but there are things not to say to the police.
Making comments about bacon, bad.
What?
Making comments about bacon?
That's probably bad.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Worst thing you could tell a cop is tell him not to be scared.
Why would that come out of your mouth? So dumb.
Well, you're probably saying, you know, you're trying to put them at ease.
Right. That would make, that does not sound like a winner.
Yeah, but the cops are thinking now you're putting my life on the line. You're like they might not have even been thinking this might turn into a shootout.
But now you're saying something creepy like, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
That's so damn creepy.
Yeah, so don't do that. I've never said that.
Don't say that to a girl on a date either.
I have said that. I said, listen, it's very large, but I have faith.
Yeah, but I'm really a nice guy. I'll be gentle.
Has nothing to do with it?
No. No, nothing.
No. This one I've thought. I don't think I verbalized it.
Okay.
Is this really the best use of my tax dollars?
No, don't! Oh, my God.
You never thought that?
No.
No. Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I've thought it.
Yeah,
I have thought it.
Really?
Never said it.
No, because I recognize that some of it is about safety. Some of it is stupid. Some of it is just fishing for what else might be going on with you.
Some of it's fundraising.
I didn't get there, but yes, a lot of it is fundraising.
I didn't know if you would.
Yeah, I would. Because I know that's true.
Go on.
Well, I mean, I have friends who are cops. They've never verbalized with me that they have a quota or anything.
Did they draw?
I have
for
never
you?
Heard that.
The win, loser, draw. Did they make you guess?
Yeah.
Oh, why is a citizen being bent over their car? Why are you going behind them? Yeah. Oh, you're fucking them.
You call that frisking? That's not what frisking is.
That's not where the nightstick belongs.
Yes, it is. Don't tell me how to spend my free time. I know that is considered a revenue stream for towns.
It is.
It is. Come on. Let's not be stupid.
I would not say that, though, and you should not.
No.
Thought
no.
it, though. My friends on the force won't like this. You know what? It might be true. Like, if you know the commish,
Yeah.
But there's probably a better way of saying it.
I don't think that that's going to get you any favors.
Yeah, but it might. You know what? You might intimidate the right cop.
I don't think so.
I don't have enough friends on the force to say it. But I'll tell you what. If I knew, like, the mayor or the commish or the chief of police, yeah, I might have to go. Yeah, I ran over that old homeless lady here, but my friends on the force will not like this because I am cleaning up the streets and you are slowing me down.
You know what? I think all of a sudden there's going to be a crash and, oh, look, and you have a taillight out after that comment.
Do you think they do that?
I mean, not where we live.
Unofficially.
Not where we live, but I'm sure that that has happened.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not where we live because we have the best.
Oh, we have such nice. No, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's the, I don't know if it's just something that, but down in the South, you know, they have the, oh, look at this. This Yankee's got a tail light out, too.
Yeah,
crack.
I
don't know if that's from, I don't know if that's just from movies or if that's for
real,
but yeah.
I don't know about to that extreme, but yeah.
Yeah, they're still fighting the war.
That guy was going way faster. Thought that.
Me too.
You know, I'll be honest. Like, when I'm doing 80, which is about, like, say, 50 miles over the speed limit, and somebody whizzes past me at, like, 90 or 100, yeah. I'll think to myself, where were the cops when you need them?
I do, too, because I have a lead foot, but...
Or these motorcycle douchebags that weave in and out?
In between the lanes.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you have a death wish?
There's, like, never a cop there.
No, there's never. But also, if somebody is flying past me and then I get pulled over, I'm like, what, because I'm the one you could catch? Really?
Yeah, don't say it, though.
I don't either. I think it.
Obviously, I'm in a hurry. Can we speed things up? I have a joke about this in my act.
I was going to say, that sounds like a joke, you
it's
know?
It's kind of a joke in my act. But yeah, like, I do feel like sometimes they drag it out longer than it needs to be.
I'm not sure what's going on in... I mean, there's, you know, those laptops that they have in the cars now where they look things up. I'm not sure how quick they are. You know, I know how much...
What, do you think they're working DOS?
No, they're not. But, I mean, I know how sometimes my computer drags, and I don't know if... Are they working wirelessly? They don't have a good signal? I don't know.
We could speed up the process.
It seems like it could, but they're also fishing. They're looking through systems to see, do you have any warrants?
Yeah.
Have you been a bad boy? It takes a little while.
But yeah, don't rush them, because that's just going to antagonize.
Yeah.
No, you thought I was slow before. I would do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to take a long time and have a chat.
Yeah. There's no way I was going 75. Ask the officer to show you the radar gun. You can legally make this request and ask when the cop last calibrated the device. A lot of times, though, they do it with pacing, because that's more accurate, they say.
I understand that if you're going to ask about the calibration records, you should probably do that in court.
Well,
because the cop is not going to know when that thing was last calibrated, but that's part of the discovery that your lawyer gets in court.
Yeah, well, lawyer, don't need a lawyer. You need me to show up. I show up in a suit. Fucking take care of it all. Don't you worry. It's true. I show up in a suit in traffic court. Like, regular people, I think I'm a lawyer. It's beautiful.
I showed up in a suit when my friend was in traffic court, and so they were like, are you a lawyer? And I'm like, no, I just know how to dress for court.
No, I just play one now.
I'm not an animal. Yeah, I'm Helix Esquire.
So they say if anything contradicts what the cop said, you can use the information in your defense of the speeding ticket. I've never asked for the radar reading. I have asked for the video.
Oh, really?
I've gotten that. They sent that to me.
And did that help you?
Yeah, I think so.
Neat.
Yeah, I used that in my. It was like far away. Of course, it was in the South.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was like in my Camaro or something.
Well, that was a, you know, speed trap thumbing the nose at him.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was like a VHS tape. I bet I have it somewhere. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids, remember VHS tapes?
One time I got out of a ticket by agreeing to do a fundraiser for them.
Get out. Really?
And this was down in Florida, and I didn't want to come back down and fight it in Florida.
So you agreed to do a fundraiser in Florida?
No, I did. I said I did a fundraiser up here, and I had somebody vouch for it.
Really?
Yes. I didn't do it, though.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I did it, but I got off the ticket.
Well, then, if you said you did a fundraiser, were they not looking for the money?
Well, I said I was doing a fundraiser for police.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Which I do a lot of fundraisers for
you
police.
You do?
Yeah, I just don't know if I happened to do it this time. Don't recall that.
So you're like, can I get credit for the other times I did
it? No, but I think I said I would, and I had somebody vouch for me that I did.
Okay.
I think I did that. But yeah, I mean, I do a lot of fundraisers for police.
You do. So it's a white lie.
Yeah, I mean.
That one was a white lie.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm never doing this crap, you know.
No, I mean, basically, I don't want to go back down to Florida to fight this shit, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The light wasn't red, pal. If cops are wrong, there's a chance they won't show up and you'll win it. Bullshit there. You can't win that. The cop wasn't red thing. There's no way to win that.
There's no way to win that.
Unless they have like one of the pictures that take it and you go through and it's green.
Right.
But most
right.
of the time when you said it wasn't red, it was red.
It was only kind of pink. It wasn't completely red.
It might have just turned red.
It might have just turned, but it was red.
Yeah. And I've never had a cop not no-show. If the cop no-shows, they reschedule. You don't get dismissed.
No, sometimes you do.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I've seen that.
Yeah, well, don't bank on the cop.
No, don't bank on that.
That's part of their job.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they get paid overtime sometimes to go, so they're going.
Yeah, so don't bank on that. Too bad you aren't catching an actual criminal. Thought it.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it. Would never say it.
I'm like, yeah, am I selling crack? No. I look at my dated drug references. See, I don't know.
It was on your screen earlier.
Yeah, it was. It said crack.
Says when you tell them to go catch a real criminal, you are demeaning their position and getting personal. Expect the maximum penalty for saying such things. I didn't really take it as personal, but I guess I could see how it is.
No.
Because they'd probably rather be busting a perp.
Of course they would.
I would assume.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, do they want to be just standing there writing tickets? When they were little kids, is that what they dreamed of?
The little ones who got their asses kicked as kids did.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. Everybody.
Over
this, you were doing 26.
I knew a cop like that.
Of course you did.
He was like the ticket Nazi.
Of course.
He was a son of a bitch.
Those are the cops we hate. We love the good ones.
And he was a little guy.
Of course.
And he...
Because he had his underwear pulled over his stupid head as a junior in high school. You know, he went into the closet for 7 minutes of heaven and it was a dude with long hair that had like a cold sore. Yeah. You know, the gay guy that wasn't out but just wanted to be popular enough, so kind of went along with it. But
you know what? I'm okay with the dude. The cold sore pushed it over the edge.
So now he's getting his revenge.
Yeah, and you know what? He pushed his department until they got a motorcycle, and then he'd drive around wearing these little boots. I mean, he looked all the world like a Nazi. And
oh, I mean, listen, everybody loves a man in uniform.
Oh, God, not in this. You will size the complaint?
I mean, crowds that way.
It was, he was just such a head case.
Yeah, well, those are usually the bad cops, the ones that had a bad in school.
Yeah, and then that's not what I would say to him either.
No. I'm not taking a breathalyzer test. When you're pulled over and tell the cop you refuse to take a breathalyzer test, you violate the implied consent you gave when receiving the driver's license. As a result, the typical DUI becomes worse. Additional jail time and longer license suspensions usually come stand. I thought you can refuse and they take you down. They take you down to the police station.
They do take you down to the police station, but I think you make it worse for yourself in the long run.
Yeah, but if you agree to do it there, maybe if you're on the edge, you got it just below,
just enough. Maybe I don't know.
I thought you could refuse.
You could
they
buy yourself a little time.
That's kind of what I thought.
That's what. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not like we have this career of drinking and driving or anything.
If one of our listeners could please drive drunk and tell us your...
How long did it take for you to edge back down to legal? Yeah. We need to know these things.
Sure. Your body mass.
Yeah, we need to know.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know what, though? If you're drunk, you probably are ignorant enough to tell them no.
Yeah, and just carry on in general.
The navigation system set to go right. I'm tempted to blame the GPS. But unfortunately, the navigation system does not say speed up.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say run over that little lady.
No. I have.
You hit somebody?
Yeah, I got out of that one, too.
How did you hit somebody?
I didn't see them. They were crossing the street.
Oh, my God. How scary.
Yeah, and I kept on showing up, and we kept on fighting, and eventually he didn't show up, and the guy wanted to drop the charges. I'm fucking persistent.
Yeah, oh, I know. Like a rectal itch.
That's what this say, persistent,
persistent
like a
rectal itch.
Like a rectal
yes.
itch. How lovely. That's like tombstone material.
Happy birthday early.
It's going to be a hell of a birthday card. Yeah. I don't want to open it.
Oh, no, you touch it. I don't want to touch the outside even. I don't
like
know
a
where
rectal
this...
itch. And this is coming from you, so I know it from once you're talking.
Yes, I know. I know.
If anybody knows about rectal itches, it's
yeah, it would be me.
Yes, means a lot coming from you. Persistent like a rectal. Yeah. I clipped somebody. I really didn't see him.
You know, I almost hit somebody because this is actually kind of funny because I was having a terrible day and
not as bad as the person you almost hit.
No, I know. I was having a terrible day and I was not a good way mentally in that time frame. And I'm usually a really careful driver, but for some reason I like stopped at a stop sign. I looked both ways, and I started to pull forward, and I turned my head back to the front, and there's a person in the crosswalk right in front of the car. I jammed down on the brakes as hard as I could, and I stopped just short of hitting her. And she turns to my car with the most evil look on her face. I don't blame her for that. But she goes, "What, are you crazy?" And I'm like thinking to myself, "Yeah, yeah, I actually am. Yes."
Yes, which reminds me, accelerate.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Here's the thing.
You want to see how crazy I am?
If you think somebody's crazy, the time to ask that question is not when you're still in front of the car. Just say.
Very good point.
A little advice.
Like, this is not the time to call me on it.
A little advice from your favorite persistent recollection.
I was like, yeah, don't call me on that now because I am.
The proper thing to do is if you think they're crazy as they're pulling away, kick the car and
right.
run the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's the move. But don't ask me, well, I could still kill you.
If there's still a chance of yes, you might find out.
I might not have been able to get up enough speed to kill her, but I could hurt her.
A couple times. Yeah.
Tapping that ass in a completely different way.
Go ahead. Search my car. Police officers can only automatically search your car if they see contraband, i.e. probable cause, or are following an arrest. They may also legally search your vehicle if you give them permission. Don't allow them to do it. You might have an empty wine bottle in a bag or something else that could lead to a fine, but you have nothing to gain from consenting. Now, no. I used to think, like, I always knew this, but I used to think, well, you know what? I got nothing in the car. They get their rocks off, fine. But we've seen like, the video footage now of police planting evidence.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it.
I don't
like
even...
Like, the immediate, usually, like, if you're law-abiding, go, all right, I'm just going to comply so I can get the hell out of here.
Right.
But don't in this case. Usually comply with the police. Not in this case, though.
Right. I mean, if I was on the way to the show, I would have to call you and go, I'm going to be here for a long time. Because I'd be like, no. No, you're going to have to come up with a reason. What do you say?
You would just go, look in the back seat. You have that type of time?
Yeah, really, really.
I don't think you have the equipment for that. You have some excavation materials, some equipment?
I would just be, what visually do you see? What's your just cause for searching my car? You're about to violate my civil rights because there's nothing you can say.
No, you just go, well, forget all that. You just go, no.
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 Just now.
No, you can't.
No, you may not violate my civil rights today.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but then I'll be bent over the back of the car for sure.
I'm on my.
I didn't say you couldn't violate something else, officer.
All right, rectum, rectum. Barely knew him. Anyway, I'm on my. Awful. I'm on my way to the DMV to fix it. The officer will probably feel like you insulted their intelligence and decide you will definitely get a ticket after. Sometimes I wouldn't go to the DMV, but I would go to the mechanic to fix it.
Yeah. You know what? I usually write appointments down in this little appointment book I have, and if I had written down. Fixed car, you know, or a garage, I would go, look, here's my appointment, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who thinks of that? Who knows they're going to get pulled over that day and writes that down,
you know? I think
they're talking
about, like, paperwork, like a license. By the way, can I just tell you, the DMV is lovely these days.
Oh.
At least in New York.
Well, really?
Like, yeah, I'm always in and out. 45 minutes in and out to renew my license.
I have to say, the last time that I went, it was not bad at all.
It's so much quicker. Like, I went, growing up in Jersey,
pack
a lunch, bring a snack.
Yeah.
Bring some diapers. It's going to be there. Well.
And not for your kid, for yourself.
And everybody was mean.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot. It was sweaty.
Now, terrible.
45 minutes. Boom, ba-bam. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
I don't have to take a picture if I don't want to take a picture. So I'm going to look like 22, 23 forever, which is fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
The only way you get not to age.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And like I had taken an eye test because I had to go to the doctor. Because I had my eye issue, but apparently it wasn't the full thing, so I had to take the eye test there. By the way, their eye test is much easier than the eye doctor's eye test.
Oh, I know.
It's, like, much bigger. There's one line. Like, oh, shit, I can do this.
They're, like, basically, if an ocean liner's coming down the road at you, can you tell?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, do you have any, like, contacts? No, just these bifocals. I'm good. Let's go. Just this magnifying glass. I'm fine.
Right.
No, but 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, I do say they do not put DMVs in convenient places anymore.
No, they don't.
They're
few and far between.
Yeah, they've closed down a bunch and you have to drive through a shitty part of town.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
I don't like where the one is situated near us, but it's not terrible. It's just, it's a little far.
Yeah. I think mine was like 20, 25 minutes away. Fine. I could have done it online. I just didn't know how and I didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah. New York does not make it fun.
No.
You know, when I wanted my vanity plates, I actually had to call a person and explain to them what my vanity plates meant.
What was this prisoner's number?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know, it's like if I send you some money for commissary, can I just bypass this whole thing? But they wanted to know what it was so that I knew it wasn't something dirty. I'm like, really?
It's cock. I've raised chickens. What's your
problem? What's your problem?
Cock and ass. I have a farm. We raise chickens and donkeys.
And donkeys. Yeah, that's all that means. That's all.
I used to have a joke. Awful joke. Don't do it anymore.
Oh, what was it?
Like, you guys know... You guys know the international symbol for homosexuality? And so, no, I go, oh, you know, everybody knows symbols like the Democrats have the donkey, Republicans have the elephant. Anybody know the international symbol for homosexuality?
What?
And somebody go, rainbow. I go, no, cock in the ass.
Oh, God. Cock in the ass.
It's been a while since that's made
oh,
the set.
Oh, God. Wow.
The set has evolved.
Wow.
I was going to laugh. It was a good time. I was a simpler comic back then.
I know. That is a surprise. What? Rainbow? No, cock in the ass.
Maybe I'll bring it back this week. I'm actually doing a Republican fundraiser tomorrow. I will not bring it back for them.
Oh, they might enjoy it.
It's actually the same group I did a fundraiser for last year.
Oh, wow.
Those Republicans love me.
Look at you. You're so politically ecumenical.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do the Trump material. I might just let it go because now it's just getting depressing.
Oh, yeah. It's every just, day. It's just something. Every day there's another hit, and it's like, oh, dear God.
Anyway, let's see. Think you could catch me if I fled.
Why?
I mean, I guess if you ever really... But then if you really think you can outrun him, why would you stop to have that conversation?
Yeah, really. That sounds like one of those old-fashioned villains where they go, no, now that I have you, Batman, I'm going to tie you and whip you and dip you in candle wax. And then I'm gonna light the wick and
go
watch
on.
You go down and burn the skin off of your body. Huh. Yeah, that ended badly.
And it took a turn I wasn't expecting.
Right. No
sex with the Riddler.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that tight body suit.
This one I've always wondered. How much would it take to make this disappear? Because you hear stories like where you could like
oh.
In some places you could pay the fine on the side of the road.
Well, at this point I've already got my tits out, so what's a 20?
What's a 20 between breasts? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, you want to see what happens?
And the cop's like, you know what? Normally I would, but that's a filthy bra, so no.
That is look at the sweat stains on that. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I mean, I've had some road hogs, but this is ridiculous.
No.
You're getting the ticket. Now you have a busted headlight. Two of them. They look two.
Two of them.
Two busted headlights. No, you're getting a bunch of tickets now.
I'm going to make up some offenses.
Yeah.
That's just offensive.
Yeah. You know, lady, if you had a clean bra, maybe. Maybe.
But that.
I'd call the Coast Guard, motorboat. It might be a nautical exercise.
Yeah, it's like, I know you got a 20 in there, but I'm not fishing it out of there. No,
it's
no.
A dirty, stinky bra.
Yeah, I don't have enough hand sanitizer.
All the more reason why you should wash.
Yeah, I know. Well, because then I can get out of tickets.
Possibly.
That... Okay, well, we should make a list.
We might. So the reason is offering a bribe to a cop is setting yourself up for serious criminal charges. In most cases, just the suggestion will lead to your arrest and jail time once you sort through the ramifications with an attorney. Even a corrupt cop would hesitate to do such a thing because they would think they are being taped as part of a sting operation. This line spells nothing but trouble for anyone who speaks with it. Pay the ticket and move on with your life. I have never heard of that working.
I can't imagine. Look, he's not a maitre d'. They wear body cameras. Are you stupid? And dashboard cameras. No.
By the way, the whole tipping to get what you want is stupid.
Stupid.
I did it at the hotel in Italy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't any nicer.
No. Sometimes they're just like, yes, sucker.
Yeah.
No.
Just do your fucking job. But not if your job is writing me a ticket. Don't do that.
Could you skip that?
Yeah,
Could you be inefficient for once?
I don't usually, because I don't know. What happens if they say $1,000? I'm better off with the ticket.
Yeah.
Unless I don't have a lot. You know what? If I'm driving on a suspended license,
ooh,
now I've got nothing to lose now.
Yeah, and even if it was because you were wasted and you were trying to get out of that, nobody's going to walk
away. The problem is they
that.
All have body cams now.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what I'm saying. Stupid move.
Yeah. And let's see. This will be the last one. Then I'll give you the information that my pal, the police officer, says that to us. We'll go over that.
Okay.
Last one. I hope you don't have a quick trigger finger. Now, which is what I heard in high school.
And the answer was yes.
Yes, I did. But you'll like it. Never say anything that references other cops who shot before asking questions. You don't improve anything by doing so. A lot of this is just like, you're just insulting them.
Yes, but people, the world has changed, and now people not only question authority, but they denigrate authority at all turns. And they think that everybody is okay to insult and belittle. And it's not...
I wonder where they get that idea.
It's not right. It would be nice if everybody was more polite and respectful of one another.
I'll tell you what.
Everybody.
When I get pulled over, there is certainly a fear that shit might go south. Because I've had some bad experiences with police where they were fucking with me.
Really?
Yeah. But because of that, I am always respectful.
Yes.
You know, I've told jokes on the side of the road to get out of tickets before when they found out I was going to, remember Pat Lamb? Of course you did.
Yeah. Of course I do. Yeah.
So I was going to his mic that he booked. It was a coffee house because the career was going well. And I got pulled over like a couple blocks from it. And they're like, oh, where are you going? They always ask.
What's what's it your business?
Where are you going?
Someplace I'm going
where,
to.
Someplace where you won't be. No.
I'm going to buy heroin.
I'm a comic. I'm going to the Culture Cup, work on some stuff. Oh, you're a comic. Can you tell us a couple of jokes? I go, yeah.
All right.
I told him some cop jokes. I got out of the ticket.
Really?
But again, even when it, like I'm getting like a break, I still got to be an asshole.
You have to tell cop jokes. You know, really?
I am always an asshole.
Why?
No, but they laugh.
Your whole routine.
Because that was the big stuff at the time. I was in my act.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
That's so great.
I mean, what would I tell him now? I don't know what I would do now.
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, sick out of caca.
I don't know. Hey, you Polish cop. I don't know.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So. I've had, you know, some positive experiences. You know, listen, you don't usually run into a cop when good things are happening. Either you need something or you've done something.
Yeah. See, Mr. Helix is very suspicious of cops because, you know, he was just like, he went from being a hippie guy to a punk, right. And it's like, and a musician. And, it's like,
and then a senior citizen. But anyway.
but you know, he got hassled a lot when he was younger, you know, and so he's got a healthy suspicion of their motives. And so, like, recently, like within the last few years, he was pulled over by a New York State trooper, and he was coming from his job, which... one of his jobs is packing toys. And so they use a lot of styrofoam in that business. And so he's, he's not packing a toy there.
Fucking worst porn ever. Packing toys.
Packing toys.
Let's see where this He-Man's going to go. He-Man, by the power. Grayskull.
Oh,
I have the power.
Oh, my God. Don't raise your hands over your head. Oh, God.
Where's Manny Arms? We'll get him.
Oh, man. Oh, this is going to be a breach.
G.I. Joe! A real American dildo.
No, I'm a rocket man. Whoa!
Mr. Helix, pack of toys. Just quite the little toy packer, ain't he?
I got to tell you, his old bandsit was broken toys.
Well, sometimes they break.
Well, you know, if you squeeze that tight, yeah,
sure
they do. My
packing
God.
Toys of mistake and Helix.
That's a terrible idea. Wait a minute.
Where are you going? I was just packing some toys. Want to see? No, no. No,
no,
no. That's
no,
quite
no,
good, Lenny.
No.
Have a good evening. We'll let you go. Get that headlight fixed.
Now you know where I have ass issues from.
No, you got ass issues. You guys are the perfect couple.
Yes, yes. It's all about ass. But anyway, so he was coming home from work, and they use a lot of styrofoam in their packing.
And lube. And
of course. And it gets all over you. So...
if you keep on jerking it, it does.
And they get little scraps of cardboard all over them. You know?
Oh, wow. He's really old.
No,
he's
what do you mean?
Dust.
In cardboard
I
size.
I think it curdled in his testicles. He's shooting cottage cheese.
He's shooting little particles of, it looks like cardboard. That's so weird. But so he had like all kinds of stuff all over him because it was a long day, and he got pulled
all day packing toys.
Yeah,
a bunch of stuff all over.
You know,
he barely keep his eyes open.
No, sometimes you drive erratically if you've got toys packed. You know,
I know I would.
Oh yeah, you know, you really sitting driving for a long time, uncomfortable. So of course I did this little seat dance while I was saying that. That was really weird.
Memories.
Yes. And so the cop pulled him over and he's like, what's that on your jacket?
Jizz.
And no.
Why not be honest? Now's not the time to lie.
He doesn't get that excited about toys.
That's cum, officer. I just got pulled over a mile down the road.
Was that number 13 things not to say to cops? I have cum all over me.
Want a taste?
Guess why?
I was packing toys. They're happy little toys.
The toys are not anymore.
Obviously, it's jizz. It's always jizz. How do you think they got the name Miracle Whip? Some guy was afraid of being honest. What's that on the front of your underwear? Miracle Whip?
Of course it is.
I was eating.
Were
a
you
lot.
Eating a sandwich on your lap? Yes.
Well, it was shaped like a submarine sandwich, so yeah.
Yes, I was.
It's Miracle Whip.
Did you say eating or beating?
Beating a sandwich.
I was beating that sandwich. Bad sandwich. Bad. You must be punished.
Shall we pack some toys?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Mr. Helix has quite the exciting gay lifestyle.
He really does. For a straight man, he really does live it up.
Nobody's fucking you for reals.
Besides everything that I pull out of my chin, I am a good beard.
Maybe. My goodness gracious.
That was two types of disgusting. Oh, hold on,
wow.
One.
Dirty tits and a beard.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I know you all want me out there in Radio Land.
Yum. You've never seemed hotter.
Yeah, right. So,
really.
Yeah. Oh, we have to talk. So after the cop is kind of baiting him, like, "What's that on your jacket?" Like, he looked at him, like, "What is going on there? Is there porn? Is there spanky porn going on right now? Oh, God damn it. It was all the toys. See what I did? I got Davin all riled up.
Go on.
Now there's spanky porn.
You picked it.
I did?
This is one of yours.
Wait a minute. No,
maybe Tom recognizes it. He won this round of Name That Orgasm.
Let me just specify, I did not perform this video. I picked it out. One of my favorites. No, just the audio. Anyway, so
packy toys. Go on with your story.
Yes. So he kind of said, "What's on your jacket?" Like he's intimating that whatever flakes of whatever he had on his jacket was like something that he was going to bust him about. And he's like, "It's."
You're gonna bust him? Was he?
Yeah. I was gonna bust him right out.
Oh man.
That just sounds like the cop was making. He was so excited he was going to have a ticket. What's on your jacket? Let me put some more on your jacket. Oh, yeah.
Is that Legos in your pants? Are you happy to see me?
Does it usually have little buttons on it like that? Are those genital warts?
Where'd the doll touch you? Here, let me get it out of my ass. I'll show you.
Where'd the doll touch you?
Fuck that up. We're on the doll where you touch. Anyway.
That's okay. That's fine. So he was trying to intimate like he had drugs on him or something. He's like, it's cardboard and styrofoam.
Here, officer. Take a line.
I've been packing toys all day.
I'm a toy packer. I'm a toy packer. Packing the toys all night and day. I'm a toy packer.
Yeah.
Packing my toys all night.
Remind me not to do requests on the radio anymore.
I got a lot of gay porn ready to go.
You know what? That's not something that you should sound so proud
Maybe
about.
We should call the segment that.
I got a lot of gay porn ready to go.
Gay porn.
Gay porn. I don't know. I think your persistent rectal itch is good,
All
too.
All right, we'll stay with that. That's fine.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
You're going. You were saying.
Oh, no. I was just saying that, you know, it's like, it was weird the way he was trying to, like, look for something. So if this was a cop that was going to say something like, "Can I search your car?" He would be like, "No." Because... I mean, I would be afraid that he would try to... I mean, I'm not saying that every cop is dishonest, but a bad one might try to put something in your car.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, look, if you have, like, rocker hair and you know, that's what you look like, then you go to court, and they're going to go like, oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got to dress up for court.
Yeah, I know. But, he would dress properly. But still, if you got the long hair and stuff, and you look like, you know, a rocker, then, you know, you're pigeonholed. Is, yeah, I bet this guy
better be cornholed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Speak for yourself. Oh!
Sorry.
Oh, that's going to leave a stain.
Sometimes at the end of the day when you're done packing toys.
Yeah, when you unpack, it's not pleasant.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a toy packer.
I don't like to unpack it. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Little songs about anal.
Little songs about anal, my favorite.
That's the way we roll.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's it. Little songs about anal.
There you go. I like that.
There we go.
The gay orgasms did play, so that's nice. Good to know. Good to know they work in a pinch.
Yeah. Oh.
Some good hardcore gay porn. All right.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend about this, who's a police officer.
What a terrible segue.
Well, I didn't ask about toy packing.
You're talking about anal package?
I did not.
Okay.
He starts by saying that, you know, there are a few cops with bad attitudes or who don't know their job. But he says most officers are good, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think
mean,
so
the good thing about one of the good things about my job is now I get to meet police. Besides, when they're pulling me over,
yes,
and then, you know, there's some of them are really cool. Now there's some assholes.
Yeah,
some of the worst gigs you can do are for cops, but plenty of them are good guys. You know, and you know they got a stressful job. And you got to understand that it is life and death when they walk up to your car.
Yes, I have made this point before that even if they, you know, whether it's a good guy or a bad guy, you have to think about most of their job is dealing with people at their worst. You know, it's their worst day. They've been in an accident. Their partner just assaulted them. They've been in a car crash. They are selling drugs. You see people at their absolute worst. So that's going to turn your perception of humanity on its head.
So he says, if you're dealing with a police officer who you feel has a bad attitude or is in the wrong or, you know, one of these few, keep calm.
Yeah.
He says, you know what? Somebody has to be an adult in the situation. Live to fight another day. You'll deal with it in court.
Right.
The time to have this disagreement is not on the side of the road.
No.
I agree with that 100%. And you, like, yeah, you can go to court. There's also a third out. You can also register a complaint with Internal Affairs.
Right.
And they can look at it any time.
What's it say? The Rat Squad.
And also, if you aggravate the cop, the chances are they're going to get a much worse ticket.
Why would you even, like, why would you try to do anything? I mean, you might inadvertently do something, but why would you try to aggravate the guy that has in the power to make your day so much worse?
Now, if there's an error on your ticket, and this has happened to me before, don't point it out to the cop.
No, save that for court.
Save that for court.
Don't let him fix it.
Yeah, exactly. That's like when you go to the supermarket and, like, it rings up wrong. Don't tell him right away. You got to go to customer service to get it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all part of the game. The best advice is follow the law. Don't get stopped. Thank you. I obviously.
Yeah.
He says,
thanks for that.
Remember, if you do get stopped, the officer has some discretion on issuing a ticket or not, or multiple tickets.
So yeah, sometimes they'll give you a warning.
Yeah, I like a warning. I mean, I don't like a warning, but, you know.
Yeah.
The officer's discretion is based on three things. This is good to know.
Oh, good.
The severity of the violation.
Right.
The driver's history.
Okay.
And the likelihood of the offense being committed again. So if the operator is arguing being disrespectful, belligerent, or disruptive, I would take that as an officer that the operator doesn't realize their mistake.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I go, well, what did I do?
Yeah.
And they'll go, oh, you were doing something. I go, oh, I didn't realize. Like, I'm not going to argue it. I'm like, I'll say I didn't think I was, or I didn't realize, but okay. Like, I'll leave it there. I'm not agreeing with it.
Right.
But I'm not going to argue it. So I don't know. I think I'm kind of like in between on this.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of me agreeing and then contesting it in court?
Right. 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 I mean, I'd say I don't agree, but
I'm just going, okay, I didn't realize. I didn't think. I'm not sure. But I'm not gonna hash it out now. There's a time and a place.
No, and what's incredible to me is when you see these viral videos of saying, "You stupid motherfucker," blah blah blah. It's like you think that's gonna go well for you.
Well, it works for our show. let's see. The operator doesn't realize. He doesn't mean to compare the motoring public to children, but think of this. Imagine if you as a child broke the living room window while playing baseball in the house, and now dad comes home. Is dad more likely to be lenient if you said, "Dad, I screwed up, sorry about that," or if you said, "Dad, you're screwed up, everyone else plays ball in the house," or, "Dad, don't you have anything better to do?"
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
Yeah, because none of this are going to go over well with Dad.
Right, you just got to go, listen, this, live to fight another day. This is not the time for this argument.
Yeah, I mean, I once got pulled over for speeding. And, again, New York trooper. And so I, he said, you know, do you know what you were, how fast you were going? I said, no, actually, I don't have any idea. And he said, you were doing 75. It's on a 50-mile-an-hour road, so I could have gotten a hell of a ticket. And I said...
And you said, you know what? For a little car, it really moves.
Well, I'm surprised you caught me.
It wasn't shaking? Wow. I'll tell you what. I think we've learned I have a good mechanic.
Usually I go as fast as I can until the steering wheel starts shaking.
Yeah, well, this is good news, officer. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then you drove off.
Over his feet.
You know how fast you're going? 75. Okay.
Yeah, watch me. I can go faster than that.
You know that's happened to a cop. He's just like, what the fuck?
That was some sissy speed. Watch this.
Think you could catch me?
Yeah, right. No, I said I was busy worrying. And he said, what? And I said, I was busy worrying. I was worrying about my mom had just got diagnosed with heart condition. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't know what to do with this information, and I was stressing. And I had to be someplace, and then I was driving home, and I'm on the road, and I'm thinking about, oh, no, well, does it mean this? Does it mean that? What's going to happen now? And I was busy in that world in my head when all of a sudden I see lights, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I pulled over to the side, and there's a grass shoulder, and I was pulled over and just like was like right on the shoulder until I could slow down. And he goes, next time just slow down and then pull over onto the shoulder. I'm like, I didn't want you to think I wasn't complying. Meanwhile, there are like groundhogs dead spattered all over the place. But he wrote me a ticket for failure to obey a sign.
Oh, that was nice.
Which was really nice because...
I think that's still points?
No, it wasn't.
No, that was nice.
It wasn't points, and it wasn't like I would have had an amazing fine.
He would say, most of what the author says is true. He would also note that almost all these statements are either argumentative, disrespectful, or even belligerent. Yeah, I would
yes. Yeah, I agree.
Generally speaking, the best thing to do is listen to the officer and do what the officer asks you to do and treat him as you want to be treated. It's important to remember the officer is responding to the operator's action or inaction from the initial violation to the completion of the stop. Usually, yeah, sometimes. Like, I got pulled over in Jersey
right.
For following my wife. And they said I was following too closely.
Oh.
But we were stopped at a red light. So it's like, what?
What?
Yeah, so this was some bullshit right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen very often. Sometimes it's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I'm
how
too...
can I be following too closely? We're at a light. We're both stopped.
We're stopped. And my bumper was too close to the car in front of me, stopped at a red light. What does that mean?
And we're like a block from our parents' house. So it's...
Ugh.
So here's an example from his experience. Where the officers, he goes, when he used to do speed enforcement and stopped a vehicle, he would generally try to be lean as long as the driver wasn't doing warp speed past the kids walking on the sidewalk.
Warp speed.
He's got a sense of humor. If the operator realized their mistake and if their driving history was good, I would usually issue for a lesser violation like a seatbelt ticket or an equipment violation or just give a warning. By the way, I've gotten seatbelt tickets while wearing seatbelts. I pulled you over for not wearing a seatbelt. I'm like, I'm wearing a seatbelt. Seatbelt ticket.
What?
Yeah. Again, what? These are Camaro days.
Oh.
Yeah.
For some reason, if you have a sporty car.
And long hair.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was bullshit. So I have gotten pulled over for bullshit.
That is
bullshit.
That's
why
bullshit.
I'm a little leery.
Yeah. I got pulled over because there was too much snow on my bumper, and it slightly covered the driver's license. I was like, really? But he,
don't you have something better to do? Shouldn't you be catching real criminals?
Shouldn't you catch real criminals? I thought it. But I just went, really? Oh, can I go out and look? And so he let me out of the car to go look. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. I really had no idea. I mean, it was in the middle of winter and I had a little hump of snow covered. I wasn't trying to do anything nefarious. I didn't. He just warned me. And I was like, okay. He was so green, like right out of the academy. I was like, oh, God. You know, so I was just like, I'm really sorry.
If you noticed this, but there's some white stuff coming down. And you have some snow on the hood of your car. We're going to.
Yeah.
Gonna...
It's like, thanks. I just took my mitten and I like scooped it away. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'll be more careful.
And
he let me go.
Zip.
Yeah, he let me go. And then zip.
So he recounts a story, my buddy, of a gentleman for doing 43 and a 25. I'm sure I've done that.
Yeah, I know I've done that.
Sounds like I'm going slow. However, he was a resident and he'd never been issued a summons for speeding. It was my intention to cut him a break, but still do my job and issue a ticket.
Right.
I noticed that he was not wearing a seatbelt. I told him that I stopped him for speeding for not wearing his seatbelt. He insisted, because like once you get pulled over for something else, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, then they could do the seatbelt thing. But they used to not be able to pull you over just for the seatbelt thing.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think they might change that.
Yeah.
He insisted that he was wearing his seatbelt. He also became argumentative and almost belligerent. Mm-hmm. So I listened to his rant and gave him the benefit of the doubt. I did not give him a seatbelt ticket.
Really?
He did not. He gave him a ticket for speeding.
Okay. Yeah.
So the guy talked himself into a worse ticket.
A bigger ticket.
Yeah.
Duh.
It's like that's why you can't win these arguments.
No.
No. But yeah, so there you go. That was his take with it. I think that's some good info right there.
You know, I mean, it's a big topic these days. I think that it just in general, these are good guidelines.
Don't be a douche.
Yeah, I mean, if the police officer has no nefarious intentions, if he's just doing his job, then the best case scenario is if you do these things to just protect
now,
yourself.
Unfortunately, we have seen some situations where the person was being respectful and then the cop lost his shit too.
Yes, that's why I...
That Philando Castile video is haunting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's like...
Horrible. The
guy was being completely respectful.
He was being completely respectful. Yeah. And no, you do have bad actors. I am not saying that you don't. I absolutely believe that there are definitely bad apples and people, you know, I mean, cops that get carried away with themselves and have done terrible things to people who didn't deserve it at all.
My mind when I go through this is I want to show them that I'm trying to keep them safe,
yeah,
that I'm not a threat. And let's defuse this and get the fuck out of here as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to debate you with this shit because I know I'm showing up to court.
right. And I mean, there's a much bigger topic about this because as two white people, yeah, it's easier for us to say if I just sit there with my hands at 10 to 2, I'm not going to get into any kind of trouble. But we know that this is an issue.
No, like I said, I've had cops when I was younger fuck with me.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
like where they scared me.
I'm not saying that white people have not been. My husband's been hassled by cops, and recently, you know, I mean, and we are normal taxpaying citizens. There's a toy back there. You can tell there was a toy back there.
Are you swinging
the toy? Is that against the law, officer? Oh no, I might eject him out here. I'll have to turn around for that.
Oh, Mr. Helix is going to love this show. For the family.
Yeah, this is not the one that I'm going to be bringing out and going, hey, we have to listen to this one together.
You most certainly should.
I know.
You most certainly. He'll be happy.
He would love this kind of stuff.
He loves
toy
packing.
He has no fear.
He loves toy. Obviously not. He'll put sharp swords up there. He don't care.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to have to go there to get the Jedi training kit.
Are you kidding? I'm going home and breaking out my Barbies.
Sure. All right. Let's thank some folks for making this allowed. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
I think you should spell that for people. T-A-U.
T-A-O.
T-A-O?
Tau.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
That's all.
Tau. Okay, I'm an idiot, sorry. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
What am I doing here?
I don't know.
Which restaurant? Portobello. Pork and Hurricane Fruity Mirrority.
Perky Beans.
Stupid. Speak. Get the toys out of your mouth. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything else that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Size Pudding Size Pudding Productions owner Davin of Davinson. That's me!
I know that guy!
Sure, he's awesome. The next show is November 10th, starring Mike Morse. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best! You deserve Portobello.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do. What a good little kitty. Yes, you do. Oh, sorry. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Our friend Dave the Cop says hello.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello to everybody. He asked, did the segment go well? I said, yes, complete with gay porn sounds.
And was he happy about this?
He laughed.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to be careful driving through his town, though.
We'll be online tomorrow. Right, Pip?
What's that?
Are you going to put it online tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. All right. Size Pudding Productions, all your entertainment needs. Christmas parties. Good time to give us a call. Doing a lot of those. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Anything?
Yeah, I got a lot of things, actually.
And that's the show. Good night, everybody.
Oh, no, you bastard. Actually, not things I'm doing, but Mr. Helix is going to be a really busy boy. On October 28th.
He's got all that toy packed.
I know. On October 28th. Oh, my God. Not during this.
He's going to be a busy boy.
I am going to be a busy boy.
I'm just doing what he loves.
He's going to be with HudsonRiverRadio.com. The Hudson River Gang is going to be participating in the Nyack, New York Halloween Parade.
Really?
They're going to be there on October. Oops, sorry. Ran over somebody with the Airstream. He's going to be with the whole gang at the Nyack Street Halloween Parade. I was going to say street fair.
Yeah, you made that smooth. That was good.
Yeah, I know. That was on October 28th, and that's between 5:30 and 7:30. And then, the same night, Saturday, October 28th, he's going to be playing with Johnny and the Alimonies at the Whiskey Kitchen, which is at 60 Route 303 in Valley Cottage, New York. That's going to be a fun time. They're supposed to start about 9 p.m., but if I know the Alimonies, they're going to be a little late. So get in there, have great food there, wear your costume if you feel like it. It's going to be a fun day. I hope I'm going to be in both places, so I hope to see some of you there. And you know that every weekday between 3 and 6 on HudsonRiverRadio.com, you can listen to my honey on the radio. So I hope you do that. He's funny. He plays good music. It's a good time.
And now you can listen to him here.
Yes. Bastard. Oh my god. He gets really carried away. It's hours and hours. Wait until I bring out the Barbies. It's going to be, oh, I'm never going to sleep tonight.
Fun times at the Helix home.
So much lube, so little time.
Thursday, October 26th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill, starring Eric McMahon, Gerald Benneford, and Rob Eppel. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. And this Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th, I'll be in Princeton, New Jersey at Catch a Rising Star.
Nice.
I wish the star would fucking rise already. For tickets, call... Tickets call 856-776-0993, 856-776-0993. So that's that.
That's that.
I think we've done all we can do with this.
Wait a minute, one more.
You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
Tom, name that orgasm.
Poor Tom has got some toothy pain. He has
the noise Tom was making when he was getting drilled. This was Tom earlier in the day.
Wow, he's got a pretty proactive dentist.
Smacking him with his drill.
You will floss! There's some smacking noises that
sounds
I
sounds like dick sucking.
Okay, I don't even
having
remember.
A flashback?
Not a good one.
Sounds like some good old-fashioned dick sucking.
Yeah, it might be, but it sounds very slurpy, so I'm hoping that's what it is.
Yeah, you gotta get it good and lubed up. Nice.
Yeah.
Frothy. You're like a frothy cock.
I will be frothy soon enough.
I like a frothy cock.
Do
get
you?
Little spit bubbles on your balls. It's a good time.
Do sure. you?
You know, I don't know. And I would feel like my dick would look like it had rabies.
Get old rabies dick.
You know what's rabid dick?
Yeah, no.
Rabid
no.
cock just going off half cocked.
Yeah.
gotta take it out to be behind the shed and shoot it.
Strangle it. Yeah. Oh, no. We're getting back to something else.
Yeah, you can't have a rabid looking cock.
No.
But there is something to
bubbles,
say.
Bubbles, bad.
But there is something to say for the enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm wins the game. I've always said that.
It's you get a participation cock.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Do I get a ribbon?
How was it? You tried.
Here you go.
Here, you could blow it just a little. And then we can go out for ice cream.
Yay.
Everybody who shows up gets to blow me.
Wait a minute. Do I get a coffee cake?
Yes, when you order one.
Yeah, I do.
Order those coffee cakes.
Yeah.
You still got to do that, don't you?
Yeah, right. I do.
All right, I think that's all we can do with this.
We can't punish people any longer. We have to go.
Yeah. All right, so thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you if you were listening live. Thank you for listening on replay. Thank you for enjoying the gay orgasms.
Yeah, especially that.
I haven't brought that out in a while, but we're glad we could share that with you.
Yeah, I'm glad we had this time together.
And remember, kids, slop, fuck it! That was going to be good and... profound, and I ruined it.
Oh my god, you ruined Savo.
Slurpy, not frothy.
Words to live by.
Exactly. That would be my family crest.
Can you imagine a t-shirt, slurpy, not frothy? Oh,
can
god.
Imagine it. I'm thinking I should get those printed up.
You better.
Slurpy, not frothy. Family crest, two dicks crossing swords. A little shield of an ass.
Oh, uh-oh. A
couple of maidens in their bustiers.
Wait a minute. What's the color of the day? I don't care. I like the shirt.
No, but red, scarlet.
Red? Okay. Yeah.
That'd be a nice family crest.
Afterwards. Yeah. No, pink.
No.
No, pink sock.
Pink what?
Pink sock.
Pink sock?
Only if you're...
Oh, ew. Oh, for a minute, I thought we were talking about me, but no.
No.
No, different type of sock.
Totally different. Ooh. When that thought.
I hate when you do that. You ruined ass play.
I didn't ruin it. Somebody certainly has, though.
It's never good when your lady or man's ass is coming out on your cock.
Yeah,
finger.
No.
But
no.
A little too much fun was had. Don't play ball in the house, kids. All right. Slurpee, not frothy. Thank you all for listening. Slurpee not frothy might be a good thing to
I know them. I was just thinking about that.
Slurpee not frothy.
Yeah, I think so.
I gotta listen to the whole show. Even after the credits, we give you bonus scenes.
I know. You never know.
Outtakes.
You never know, because we just can't stop yapping.
No. But thank you all. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on slurping.